Okay, so now we're discussing about the reading of the Torah. So says the Mechaber, the Malkum Shinohagu Laha'ola Atzmo Kore B'Kol Ram. So a place where the minig is that when you get called up, you read your Aliyah. Like they do in certain Sephardic communities. If you get called up, you're allowed to lay your own Aliyah. So the case says, Im lo sidir techila haparsha. If you didn't prepare it beforehand, pa'mayim, v'sholosh, two, three times, v'inu v'in atzmo lo yalad, then don't go up. Because you're going to get up there, and the minig is that the person who gets called up reads, and you don't know how to read it, so then you shouldn't go up. However, Malkum Shechazan Kore, but here the Chazan doesn't mean the Gav, it means the actual like Baal Kore, in the place where there's a Baal Kore, like what we have, you know, you don't read your own Aliyah in that case. Malkum Shechazan Kore, who Tzorech Lesadir Techila, the Chaz himself, the Baal Kore has to prepare it beforehand when people get called up. Okay, so let's see. Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, Lo Yale. Shouldn't go up. Hainu, afa, peisha, karula. Oh, they called you up. Yamod, ploni, ben ploni. But you didn't prepare it, so don't go up. Va'amr chazal, perakaroa. It's a Gemara. Brachas, shlosha dvorim, mekatsun yomov shel odom. There are three things that shorten a person's life. Ve'echa mehem, one of them is, misha nosnun lo sefer torah likros, ve'ina kore. A person gets called up to read and doesn't go. So then, sounds like according to this, you should go up because it's going to shorten your life. So ha'acha lo yal. In this case, we said nevertheless, don't go. Shetzarek mitechil l'sader beino levin atzmak. You have to prepare what you're reading beforehand. Va'asmachu ha'chomim makro. The chesiv says oz ro'a v'yisapra hechina gam chakra.
Nowadays, does that rule apply more to the Baal Kriya than the woods in the person?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The Dirshu she talks about preparing it, reading it, but just so you can read along with him. Let's see. Where does it start with? Let's do the Dirshu. Let's do number one. Misha olu l'Torah u'mevorech aleh afshe inu korabo. He's reading. He makes the bracha, but didn't read along with it. But magen avrim sh'afal of nemar kapedazu. This is also a problem. Ulam ha eli rabba kosev shlo nemr dinze ela bizman shas shaola hayekore veloshlich tibur. Vetamze hora shlom zaman orbach sheim bikshu me acher me echo likros betora shlo yisrael. You shouldn't refuse. Number two, vechain in yamasha kosev shuchanoch lekaman, coming up later on. Shein Kurin Lishini Achim Bezacher Ze, Mishum Ayin Hara. Like we know this, we don't call brothers back to back because of an Ayin Hara. Kosu Shari Ephraim, Shigam Im Karuhu Lo Yale. If they call up, don't go. So you see another case where if you're calling up, you don't go. So too over here. Vikach Ayamashmos, Mishnah Burusham, Vichain Kosu Bishut Torah Lishma. The host if Shemikavan Shesibas e Alios so Eina Machmas Zilzul b'mitzvah. The reason you're going is not because you like not taking it seriously. Then in case that's not the reason, Eina Bichlal Haklala. You're not included within this as well.
But seemingly that's the only reason you should refuse.
When you,
if your brother is called up right before you,
right, they made a mistake, they didn't realize something like that. Okay, Beis Hutzorich. That he should prepare it beforehand. But the Evan im eino sham bebeis haknesses misha sidur la'atzma v'techilu. Let's say the shul doesn't have anybody prepared it. Kadesh levatel kriya betzibur. What are you going to do now? Because you got a lane. So nohagin lahakil sheyikra echad sheyadele nagin hatamim afa pisha lo sidur. So you get someone who normally is a baal korei who knows how to lane, and they're going to have someone like feed it to them. V'korin lefana belachash mitoch achumish o hasidur. So you'll have somebody like, you know, giving them the signs, laning it, like whispering it just loud enough so the person can hear, but no one else. I'm the common Simon Kuf Membez, Mishnah Berurah Ma Shenichtov Bazeh. We're in Sivkan Gimel. Techila, you should look it over beforehand. The mitzvah of Mufchar Shagam Ha'olu Yisadar Techila Beinol Levein Atzma. Even the one who's getting the leash should do it himself. Obishnai Mikra Shakor Be'erv Shabbos Yotze. Ki nechsha bechesbon hasidur. That's part of the one of the reasons, at least, why we have the halacha of shnayim mikra vechatargum. So if you completed all of it, and then you get an aliyah, so if you looked it over beforehand, so that satisfies this requirement of looking it over. Okay, sif beis misha eni yodeya likros. The person doesn't know how, but tzarech limchos biyado shelo yale l'sefer Torah. So you have to prohibit them going up. So you need this guy, he doesn't know how to read, but he's the only Kohen, the only Levi. So im ki sheyikra lo shlich tzibur mila b'mila yodei la'omra, we cross min haksav, yochel alos. So if he could follow along when the person's being spoon-fed word by word, then he can go up. V'im lav, if not, lo yale. He should not go up. So you have to have a certain level of proficiency that you could read along. You could, you can pronounce the words as they're given, as they're reading it to you. So let's see. That's now Sivkat and Dalin. Tzarech limchos, you should protest, not go up. Mitoch divrei hamechaber mochach. Dafilu im yochel likros im shliach tzibur mila b'mila. Even if you can read along, mitoch haksav gam kim ein likros. Why kevin shiyochel likros lachir? Someone else can do it. Avam divrei hatur lekam and simen kufim malach coming up. V'chein mitshuvas harosh shehuva sham beis Yosef mashma diyesh lahakel bazeh. No, nowadays we do call up people like this, even if they can't read along. Uba prat lefi ma shekos basif gimel b'shem haril. We're not so machmir on this requirement, having the person being able to do it. Because you have to be able to read it from the actual Chumash itself, the Sefer Torah itself. And the common sif, we are makil on this requirement nowadays. Yeah. Okay.
So even if a person can't read Bechol,
we would give them aliyah, right? Really, ideally, the person's supposed to read along with them. They're supposed to read along quietly with the Baal Kori. But if they can't, you can still give them aliyah. Okay. That was Beis Gimel. Afila Roisha Knesses. Even the head of the shul, the president of the shul, Chazen Lo Yikra Ad Shiyom Lo Lekroi. He shouldn't go up and take the aliyah until they call him up. So here, there's someone who's hired to be the professional Baal Kori. So then, since he's going to be reading anyway, then he can go up and take whatever li he wants. Mishum dahave keilu mishashemanuhu sheminuhu shliach tibur hirshuhu alkach. Like when they point in the position, it was like a tacit understanding that you're going to be reading, so then you can take what aliyah you want. Now this could lead to big issues. In the Mishnah Berurah, let's see, let's do Vav. He says, "Afilu Rosh HaKnesses, even like the president, v'chol shekein adam da'alan, and so too even how much more so like a regular person, hatam, why should you not go up till they call you? She'ein roi lacha, she'yach alok adam kavoid la'atmo. A person shouldn't go up and take the aliyah for themselves. The odd an additional reason, the lele say the intuye, it's going to cause a machlokus. Because you imagine him just walks up and takes the aliyah. Hey, how come he's getting it? Right? I want it. Shekol echad yakin latzmo. Everyone starts walking up, taking their own aliyah without getting called up. That could lead to problems.
Someone's already pre-assigned an aliyah. Can they walk up before they're called? Like someone's told you're going to be fourth. So when it's time for the fourth.
Yeah. That's not called taking the. It's not assigned. The guy just walks up and takes it. Yeah. Zayin mishum dehave shir loshin kenu mishum dehave keilu hir shuhu alkach mishash minuhu l'shliach tibur. Then when they pointed him, there was like almanas that you're going to be reading, and you could take whatever liya. With base Yosef more Yosef, the base Yosef of Yosef Karo explains a little bit more. Dekevan de achshav nohagin l'shliach tibur hu hakori b'makom ha'olim, since he is the Baal Kori and he reads for everybody. Since they've given him permission now to read, since we allow him to read, we're not makhud if he takes the bracha on it beforehand. Since he's reading anyway, so then that's not a problem. Okay, now we'll do the Ramah and Sifkat and Gimel. Medina's Elu, again, Ashkenazic. Ain nohagin, that's not our minhag. We don't do it like this. He only goes up when the gabbai gives him an aliyah. No one just takes aliyahs anymore. We don't call up the Baal Kori by his actual name, like Yamod Ploni ben Ploni. Right? Umisha of. Okay, so that's like the point because he's staying already. And then he gets into a point. Misha aviv mumar lavoides kochavim. So let's say Chasson person, the father Shmad himself. So then, Koren also b'shem Aviyav, you call him by the grandfather's name. Avalo b'shmu b'vad. You don't just say Yamod Yaakov. You call him Yaakov ben Avraham by the grandfather's name. Sholavayshu b'rabin. We don't want to embarrass him. So it brings him the Shuma Sedeshin. Shuma Sedeshin is an interesting sefer. Moshe Islin, he basically wrote his own tshuvas. He asked the questions to himself. It wasn't like someone actually presented him a question what to do. He wanted to use it as a springboard to talk about. So he brought this out. This is talking about this person whose father is now a mumur, has never been called up by his father's name. They never called him Yaakov ben Yitzchak. So that no one knows his father's name. But everyone knows his name since he's a bar mitzvah boy, and they've been calling up his whole life by this name. And then Behemir Aviv, then his father Nebuch Shmads himself, then you keep the father's name. Not to embarrass him. Interesting idea. You also be concerned maybe the father's going to come after them. I heard you didn't call him up by my name. So then they can make problems. The asufe, and asufe is a person who's like found in the street, like to bring in. That's what the word comes from. Shtuke, shtuke is like shtika, be quiet. When they say, "Who's your father?" They don't tell anybody. Karn os b'shem avi amya. They call him by the maternal grandfather, by the mother's father. V'im eni yadu. If it's not known who it is, then karn os b'shem Avraham kimo leger. Then in case we just call him like by, I won't say Avraham Avinu, just like Avraham, like you would for a convert. Asuma in a kore. Now we do this all. We do call them nowadays, but a blind person is not allowed to read. Because you can't read anything without from the actual printed sefer Torah. Umaharil calls of the achshav nowadays. Korasum. We do read them nowadays. Kemosha on makrin betorah la amharetz. Like just like we call up an amharetz as well. So too we can call up a blind person. So in Dirshu 8. I'm sorry, Mishmur 8, Chesed says, Ein Koren Lo B'Shmo, Kevin Shu Omed Sham, Tess, oh, that's the one on the Gabbai, I'm sorry, on the Baal Kori, he's standing already, so you don't call him Yamod, he's already standing. Tess, Shlo Levai Shu Barab, not to embarrass the son of the Mumar, Mikol Malkam Lo Yoimer Tarim Al Aviv, but you don't give him a title.
But we call up. So, I mean, even if you're giving the Baal Kori, and he's obviously standing there already, we call by name, right?
Yeah, because you don't have to. Yamod, we're saying Yamod, he's up there. We do, but you don't have to.
Is it more proper not to, or is it proper to?
Is it more proper? I'm not sure what the preference is. I'm not sure. I've seen both ways. I'm not sure if there's one's more preferable. But you don't give a title to the father, right? Kimo Chavir, Marenu, Harav, Ke'en Lomer Sheker. You don't want to give, say, a lie. You call him his name, that's the truth, but not to give a title to him. Rakyon Bechipazim. You do it very quickly so people don't realize. Levli Yargishu Ham. Not even going to realize you're not calling him by his title. Just call him up, you know, Yisuke Ben Avram, quickly. Bedavgo Osir. Now, this applies in that city where everybody knows him. Kamosha Kosav Haramon. How do they call you up? Yomer Shem Avi Avi. Just say your name and your father, grandfather's name, but not your father who's the mumer. B'shem Avi Imo. You call him by the mother's father. Mayri Shabbat Achas Kodim Shenesaf Min Hashuk. The Mishnah was saying, how do you know they gathered him? How do you know who it is? V'Amr Shehi Imo. That if his kids gathered in, you don't know who the mother is. Once they brought him in from the street, he was like abandoned. Whatever. And the mother says, oh, yeah, that's my kids. So we do know who the mother is. I'm Betash, Shadaita, the Ishli Kosov B'Shem Ben Avram, call him the son of Avram, Bechai Adam, Gamkein, Kosov Shazel, Yosir Nachon. That's more correct than calling by the mother's father. Im Eni Yodua, we don't know. Shem Avi Ima, we don't know the grandfather's name. Korn Osov B'Shem Ben Avram, Al Shem, Shakos Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. Right? It says that Avram is our father. The Achshav, nowadays we do call up a Kore. There is good call up a Suma. Tamo, the Kavan, Sha'anu, Nohagin, Shashliach Tibur Kore. Since the Chazan, the Baal Kori is one who's reading, who Kori mitoch haksav, and he's reading from it. Shuv lo kaptina, we're not strict in this anymore. Al ha'oile the shemeya keonik. By hearing it's good, right? Yud Gimel, last one. Kimo sha'anu, rotsu means as follows. Sha'anu nogim lahake. Our minig is to be lenient in this regard. Ve'ili im eini yoch likros im ashliach tibur mila b'mila mitoch haksav. Even if the am ha'aretz can't read along with him, we call him anyway. Sen al korcha chatam hanal on the reason we mentioned earlier. Who adin besuma? And just like we'll call up an am haaretz who can't read, we'll call up the blind person also can't read. Ladina kavar kasabnu has chronim dinahagu lahakio kemhariel. We are maker like this. We call malchum. Nevertheless, the parshas paro, parshas zochor, since these are derises, nachon shloli krosan lechatchila. Really, should not call up an am haaretz who can't read it or the suma, since they're not reading as well. But any other parshas which are all derabbanan, then we could be makel alts kavod habrias. Okay. Shkreich, everybody. Have a good day.